Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome everyone to the Brain Lady Speaks podcast. I am here with my wonderful guest, Jenny Harkleroad, and I am so excited. Hey, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Julie. Super happy to be here with you.
Absolutely. I am so stoked about this conversation that we're going to have because it's all about the brain, baby. And I love the way one of the things I tell my clients all the time is that your brain listens to what you are thinking in your mind. So you've got to be cognizant of what you are telling it. And that's going to be our topic. It's going to be all about how to change the brain. And in this case, the subconscious, you know, early age subconscious patterning by using your mind. So I'm excited. This will be a great interview. Before we get right into it, let me go ahead and read a little bit for the viewers and for those listening on the podcast, your professional bio, and then we'll get into your story. So Jenny Harkleroad is a number one best-selling author, speaker, and mind change coach and teacher. She's a mother of four, which is her greatest claim to fame. I love that, right? Jenny is a big-hearted entrepreneur and business leader. She has built a business in San Diego over 13 years, producing double digits in the millions. With the power of the mind. I love it. Jenny overcame her past chronic pain, and we're so interested to hear this story, addictions, bad relationships, and unhappiness. She never knew how sweet her life could be until she changed her mind, and that changed everything. Jenny has a dramatic story to share, which we're going to hear, breaking her back on a mountain cliff. That event changed everything and gave her a ferocious appetite to transform lives and help others to create what's missing in their lives. Jenny is the owner of Balanced You and founder of the Summit Transformation. She is the managing director of eWomen Network San Diego and the director of communications and public affairs for 12 congregations of her church. When she's not working, you can find her enjoying the hot tub, enjoying gardening with her vegetables and flowers, cooking, talking with her three daughters, lifting weights, or walking with her husband. And it's funny, Jenny, because I have to tell you, when I first read this, I forgot the with, and it was like walking her husband of 27 years. Walking with her husband of 27 years and their two amazing dogs. So once again, Jenny, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Julie. And he does sometimes have to remind me that I'm not the boss of everything.
So. I know that happens sometimes, right?
I'm used to being in charge.
Exactly. When you get a powerful mind, brain-driven woman, you know, that tends to happen.
Right.
So we read in the bio, and I really, like I said, I'm so excited about this topic because it is so powerful. I think most people, the average person does not understand the power of their thoughts and how much their mind, they can control things about their brain that formerly were always thought to be automatic systems that you couldn't tap into. So I'm really excited about getting into the meat of it. But in order to get to the meat of it, we have to kind of know where you came from and why you became so passionate about this. So tell us the story behind your injury and what happened to you in August of 2013.
Yeah, like you said, it was August 10th of 2013, and I was standing on this mountain ledge with my husband. We had been camping and hiking with family and friends and having fun, and we got to this ledge. My husband looked down, and he said, if I was young and in shape, I'd jump off of here. And my pride got the better of me. I decided I was young and in shape, and I jumped. And when I landed, I heard a crunch in my back and fell down and couldn't move. And he came down, climbed down, tried to help me, couldn't get me up. And some other friends caught up and tried to help me. They couldn't get me up. So they ended up calling 911. And 911 sent in a ground crew, and they couldn't get me up, so they called Life Flight. And so Life Flight came, the doctor ziplined down on a hovering helicopter. They strapped me to a board, pulled me up, pumped me with morphine. Thank goodness for morphine. And the next thing I remember, I'm in the hospital, and they're telling me that I broke my back. So
wow,
some bad news for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. And what an experience, because I'm sure it felt like, I mean, that was a long time to have to be laying there.
Oh, yeah.
With the injury. How long were you, how long was it before they actually got you to the hospital?
Yeah, I would say something over an hour. And I literally did have vultures circling me because I was screaming. Yeah.
Oh,
it was crazy. Crazy.
Wow. That is absolutely insane. So take us through that. They get you to the hospital. They're telling you that you have a broken back. What did they do? I mean, obviously surgery. Do you have pin? Like what happened next?
Yeah. So they said, well, the good news is you didn't sever your spinal cord. You're not paralyzed. So thank God for that. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to be moving for a while. You actually don't need surgery. Like the bones are not out of place. They're just broken. So they should heal. You just need to lay for about 6 weeks and then slowly start to move again. Now, you read my bio. I'm involved in a lot of things. I'm kind of a go-getter type of personality. And then you mix four kids into it and I have a lot going on.
How old were the kids, by the way, at that point?
That's a great question. I would have to do some quick math, but you know, like they're 9 years apart. So there was a range, you know, from pretty young to early teen age. Yeah. And so it was quite a change. I was used to running them to their different schools and activities and doing my thing. I was in real estate at the time. I had a big real estate company. I had a bunch of houses in escrow, a real estate team. At the time, I was director of the women's organization in my church. So I had about 270 women that I was running events and things for. So I had a lot going on. So probably the hardest news was you can't move for 6 weeks. Right. I thought, like, I can't hold still for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
How am I going to lay here for 6 weeks? Well, the easy part was I couldn't move. It hurt and it felt like impossible. So, you know, that kept me down. But I did a lot of crying and I had a lot of thinking time, yeah. You know, and what I thought was I really want to change my life. There was a lot about my life I didn't like at the time and I didn't know how to change it. And I had read books like Have a Positive Mental Attitude and Fake It Till You Make It and Say Positive Affirmations. And I've literally been doing that for like 20 years. And nothing was changing. So I just kept faking it and kept putting on a happy face and kept saying in the mirror, I'm happy and I'm healthy and I'm terrific. But the truth was, I wasn't at all. I had this successful real estate business. I made a ton of money, but that was about the only thing in my life that was going the way I hoped it would. Even before breaking my back, I struggled with chronic pain. Since like elementary school, I got put on prescription painkillers when I was about 12 years old. I always had this chronic pain in my body that no one could figure out. So I just take like 30 ibuprofen a day or some pain pills and ignore it and get on with things. And that's not really a good way to live, especially because in my 20s, I went into liver failure from taking all those pills. So then I started having surgeries to try to fix whatever was going on, and it was just kind of always a mess with my health. The other thing was my marriage was not happy at all. And I didn't know how to get it that way because we had been to therapy. I'd read every marriage book. We tried harder and it just wasn't good, but I stayed in it for the kids. So there was that.
Yeah.
And then there was this big real estate career that I kind of fell into because we decided we wanted to invest in some properties. And this was back before the internet. So my husband's like, why don't you get your license? So then you can find us the deals before anybody else hears about them. And word got out that I had a real estate license, and it just kind of went crazy. It was like a tsunami, and just I got swept up in it because it was piles of money and recognition and fun and adventure. And that was great for a while, but year after year after year after year, when it's not really your purpose and passion, I used to just think like, what if I could do something I actually liked doing? Not that I hated it, but it wasn't, I never woke up excited to show a house or sell a house or learn more about real estate. Like it was just a thing I did to have the lifestyle that I liked. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something I was passionate about. So I'm laying in bed thinking about all this stuff. Not to mention, I was a workout fanatic, counting every calorie I put in my mouth. So then I'm like, oh, there goes all that out the window. Now I can't move for 6 weeks.
Oh, right?
I had all these like internal struggles going on. Like, how am I going to fix all that? But first, like, I need to get up. Like, I can't even move. So let's start there.
Yeah. Boy, what a challenge. But you know, it's that reflection, obviously, that time of reflection gave you time to kind of do some exploration. And I'm sure that's how you'll make the connection into the brain mind here in a minute. But it's something that I think is important. You hit on something else that is always frustrating for a lot of people is they can do they can read the motivational books. They can do all of the things that it says to do. But if they're not training their brain or they're not really tapping into that wiring that is there, then it's superficial, right? That change is superficial. It's not deeply within the neuronal makeup of the brain. So that I think is important. And I think there's a lot of people out there who have done that. You know, they're just like frustrated. Like, I've been doing this. I go to every single motivational speaker that comes through town and nothing's working. Right.
No, so absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. They're trying to consciously change a subconscious program. And it doesn't work that way, right? You can overpower it just like you can not blink your eyes. As long as you can think not to blink your eyes, it's a subconscious program. You can overpower with your conscious mind. But when I'm trying to think of what to say next, my subconscious program takes back over. And that's the same thing in our lives. We try starting Monday, no more donuts for us. Right. And then by Wednesday, oh, it's just one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Or you don't even think that, you just eat it and then you beat yourself up. Right. You really have to change the program.
Exactly. And this especially happens when your body goes into that, when the emotions take over or the fear takes over. Right. And that prefrontal cortex shuts down when you're not able to access that the PFC because of your stresses or because of what's going on in your life, then that pattern, you know, then it relies on what it's always done.
Absolutely.
Or what's programmed in there if you haven't changed that.
Right.
So, all right. So let's talk more. So you're thinking, you're doing this. What led you then? What was that connection to learning about this need to really dig deep into the deep recesses of your brain to get to the change?
Well, I wish I could say that it only took me 6 weeks to catch on, but I'm a little stubborn. And so I tried to do all the natural things to heal my body. I started going to physical therapy and acupuncture and chiropractic lasers and all these things and massage therapy. All of these are great things, but they weren't solving the problem. And I just thought, well, if I do more of it, it would be better. So every day I was seeing somebody to get better. And as my mobility improved, the pain got worse. Mm. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And after a year, I started taking the pain pills that they had originally given me in the hospital that I hadn't been taking because as long as I didn't move, it didn't hurt that bad.
Right.
But as soon as I tried to do something, it was intense.
Yeah.
And so what did I do? You know, I did the definition of insanity for the second year. I kept doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Right.
When year two was done, I was still in massive pain. I couldn't sit. I couldn't drive. I couldn't function. Mm-hmm. And here's what I thought. There must be something structurally wrong with me. I still wasn't open to the mind part of it.
Right.
And so I literally convinced surgeons to do major surgery on me. They put in rods and screws and a synthetic disc, sent me home, sewed up on a walker, and 7 months later, can't sit, can't drive, can't function, burning pain.
Wow.
And they say, like, sorry, lady.
Don't know, like,
there's nothing more you can do. There's nothing more we can do. We'll keep giving you pain pills and we're sorry. And I was like, you don't understand. Now I have four kids. Okay. This is like telling a woman you're going to be in labor for the rest of your life. That's not possible. That is not an option.
Not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. I said, I will go anywhere. I will do anything. I will spend any amount of money. I don't care. I am not going to live like this. So next, like, who can I talk to?
Yeah.
And I got referred to a medical doctor who literally lived like a mile from me. He was in my own backyard. And he did muscle testing. And a muscle test is a way your body can tell you what's going on. And he told me that he could figure out what was going on and he could help me reprogram my brain to change the pain. And I thought it was woo-woo or voodoo or I didn't know what, but I didn't care. Sign me up. I will try it. Right.
Yeah.
And I worked with this doctor for six sessions, six, and I was completely healed.
Wow.
What? Like, completely healed. Like, I can sit, I can drive. Not only that, I can do handstands, I can do back bends. Like, I have my life back. Not only that, better than before. Because remember, I was in chronic pain before.
Right, right.
I had no pain. And I couldn't believe it. And I went back to him and I said, okay, I brought my bag of problems. Can you fix all of them?
Right. Let's start checking them off.
He said, I can't, but I can help you. I can help you do it.
Right.
And so we got rid of my pain pill addiction. We got rid of my bad temper. We got rid of my low self-esteem. We built up my confidence and eventually fixed my marriage. That took a little extra work, but we got there. And I was just flabbergasted. Like, this is what I've been trying to do with my affirmations.
Yeah.
And what did you just do to me? I was fascinated. I sold my real estate company. I sold our big custom home and I started studying the brain and the mind and muscle testing and reprogramming and how I felt like the person I'd always wanted to be from the inside out my whole life, the person I was, you know, fake it to make it person. Mm-hmm. I now was that person. And it seemed like such a simple, easy process. I wanted to know how to do that so I could help other people. Because if you know, I mean, pain is an epidemic in the world.
Yeah.
There's more money spent on pain than cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And there's not only that, there's all the other problems I fix for myself, right? Relationships. How many people are just happily ever after in their relationship? Not that many, right? How many people have addictions to pain pills or other things, right? There were so many things that I was so excited to help people with. So I opened a business doing that and I've just been in love with it ever since.
Amazing. I can't wait. Now that we've heard the story, and that's great. It's beautiful because it helps people understand what drove you or what got you to this point. Now let's start talking a little bit about the nitty gritty. Like, what is the science behind all of this? So tell us a little bit, you talk about a 17 second rule. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, I love this. So as we talked about earlier, there are those two minds, a conscious and a subconscious mind. And so we work with our clients mainly on the subconscious mind, but we also teach some things about the conscious mind, like the 17 second rule. Now, I learned this rule from Dr. Jeffrey Fannin. He's a PhD neuroscientist. He did the brain studies on the process that I created to change the brain, because at first I used other modalities, other people's work. And then I created my own and my clients were having great results, but I wanted to see the science behind it, right? So he did this work and he taught me from his book and through studying with him the 17 second rule, which is that a thought is an electrical signal in the brain for 17 seconds. But if it goes on for longer than that, it becomes more than electrical signal. It becomes a chemical reaction within the body to start to feel equal to the way you're thinking. So pretty soon you're thinking it and you're feeling it and you're feeling it and you're thinking it. It becomes this feedback loop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that loop pulls in like thoughts, like to prove to yourself that your story is true. And so now you think it and you feel it and you have 10 stories to back it up. You're like ready to go to court with this story, right? You really believe it. Yeah. Well, within just 68 seconds, it changes your energy field. And we map this. He has a machine that measures your energy field. It changes your energy field. So what you attract and what you manifest in your life changes from what it maybe would have been to what you are creating in your own mind. So the 17 second rule means you can no longer think something negative for more than 17 seconds unless you want that to become your reality. So like you said, people don't realize this power, right? Yeah. So if they realized it, if they believed it, they would not spend 1 second more than 17 seconds stressing, worrying, fretting, being upset about their life. They would switch it so they don't keep creating that reality.
Yep. That's, you know, it's funny because one of the techniques that I do with my clients is the flip it, right? And it's, you're talking more the technically exactly what's going on between the neurons as they're talking to each other in your brain when you're thinking. And that's what I tell people, you've got to start, like, your reality is that these things were said or these things were done. These things happened. You cannot change the past, but you can change the patterning in your brain of the way your brain itself views the past.
Yes.
And that's flipping it. That's changing it. It's taking it from, well, I was told, I tell everybody my story, you know, I was told to sit down and shut up because I was a big mouth, right? That was what I had always heard. But then you flip it. And now I'm a public speaker, a professional speaker. I use my mouth to bring knowledge and to change lives for the positive. So it's saying that often enough to where you begin to take on whatever it is that you're saying, because your brain goes, oh, okay. All right. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. We'll go in that direction then.
Absolutely. I've got another example that recently I was reading in another brain book about how your brain will take those instructions from you in little ways you may not even realize it. For example, in this book, it's called Super Brain by Deepak Chopra. He says, stop making grocery lists. Why would you make a grocery list unless you thought you couldn't remember things? And if you think you can't remember things, you just told your brain that you can't remember. So it won't remember things. Yeah. I haven't made a grocery list since, right? It's all these little things that we do. You know, we say, oh, well, we're getting older. That's why we can't see as well. Or like, stop it. Stop creating those realities for yourself.
Yeah. And you know, it's a lot of individuals don't realize, because they can't even remember necessarily where this all began, because a lot of this is solidified in the brain. These channels or these doors are closed, so to speak, to those memories that we may not even make the connection to, because it happens so early in our life. You know, it happens long before we're 10. You know, it's in those earlier years, at 7, 8 years old, that patterning, that programming, which, by the way, begins in utero, right? It happens as soon as your cells start to divide. And what these things that you're exposed to during this period of time in your life, they get locked so solidly down in your brain that you have to take actions to rechange or to reframe or to make the neural connections be different. And that takes the cognitive thought, that takes the mind to do that.
Absolutely. It reminds me of, a lot of times I ask my client, what are you doing here on this beautiful day talking to me when you could be out surfing? We live in San Diego. And a lot of times they're like, I don't even know what I want. Like, I know what I don't want, right? Like, what do you want to create in your life? That's a great exercise to sit down and ask yourself that question. What do you want? And then how can you think to create that? And what actions can you take to create that? don't think I don't want the light to turn red, because guess right. what will happen? Bingo.
Yep, exactly.
You're gonna hit every red light.
Because that's what your brain thinks is important to you. If right. that's what you're focusing on, your brain thinks that's what's important. Your brain thinks right. that's the direction you want to go.
Yep.
So if your thought process is constantly, oh, I can't do this. I can't, you know, I no matter how hard I try, it doesn't work. Your brain's going to go, okay, it doesn't work.
Right.
It just simply follows the commands that you give the neurons, you know, those that all that firing just follows the commands that you tell it to do.
Yes. And here's, I think, where people get stuck on this, because what we're talking about is still pretty conscious mind, right?
Yeah.
And where people get stuck is, okay, I'm trying to shift it. I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to think more positive, but I'm still have a bad temper, or I still have an addiction, or I still can't make enough money, or I still don't get along with my husband, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Well, you talked about that programming that starts in utero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you change that programming? So psychologists say you have 50,000 to 80,000 thoughts per day, and yeah. about 80% of them negative, and about 90% a repeat of yesterday. So it's almost like a little tennis match you're doing with your mind, like, stop thinking that, stop thinking that, stop. I mean, it's exhausting, right? And so
yeah.
that's what I love about the subconscious, and we're going to get into that. When
yeah.
you can reprogram the subconscious, then the tennis balls stop coming. Those negative thoughts stop coming. You're no longer trying to be different. You are different. But you can
right.
use that 17-second rule to catch yourself and to know what to mm-hmm. work on, what to reprogram.
Right. Right. And that takes thinking, right? It takes actually paying attention.
Yep.
to what you're doing and what's going on in your mind. And interesting what you said about what psychologists say. They also say that of those negatives, in order to overcome one negative thought, you have to have several positives. So it takes that extra work and that extra thought, because we don't even realize oftentimes how many negative thoughts are running.
Right.
Because they're patterned, right? They're there.
And they're subconscious, below
exactly.
the surface. We're not aware.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what are, now that we know this, right? Everybody's going, okay. Hopefully they're all on the edge of their seat going, okay. What do we do now? What you talk about three secrets to changing the brain with the mind. So tell us what those are.
Yeah. So the first secret is that we have two minds, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And the secret is to know that the subconscious mind is 1 million times more mm-hmm. powerful than the conscious mind. You cannot overcome it except for, like that example I gave, trying to keep your eyes open when your subconscious wants to blink for more than a very short time. If you're not.
And it works a lot faster.
Oh my gosh.
It works a lot faster. Yeah.
So fast. 40
so fast.
Million bits of information per second,
yep.
right? So fast.
Yeah,
so
compared to what is it, 4 billion?
It's yeah, like 4 million.
4
right?
million in your yep. conscious and what you're thinking, and 40 billion in your sub. Yeah, very much faster. Yeah.
It's 1 million times more powerful,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So when you know you have those two minds, then which mind do you want to put to work for you? So many times we're consciously trying to change. But if you have a mind that's 1 million times more powerful, mm-hmm. why not focus there? But most people just don't know that, or they don't know how to.
Right.
So that's what we're going to get to. Okay. So that's the first secret, just the understanding, the knowing yeah. that there are two minds at play. Okay. And the conscious is like your dreams, your goals, what you want. And the subconscious is your programming, what you learned along the way, whether you liked it or not. It's not the stuff you chose to learn.
Right.
It's just what you learned, period. What you saw, observed, felt, heard, etc.
Yeah.
So that's secret one. Secret two is that you were programmed. So, you know, some people can say, well, I'm not really like my family, or I busted through those limiting beliefs. Maybe you did some consciously,
yeah.
but you would not believe how many layers of things we have in our subconscious that hold us back. When I work with people a lot, they tell me about something traumatic and they say, but we don't need to work on that. I've already worked on it. I've already forgiven. I'm already past that. And I'm like, let's just double check with a muscle test. Oh yeah, there's more work there. Yeah. There's more to do there. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot in the subconscious, and you were programmed with it from mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, church, community, whatever right. you saw, heard. I mean, that became your program. Just like, you know, my mom, she grew up in a house where they had just moved to America from Switzerland. They spoke a dialect of German, Swiss German, right? That's what she learned because that's what they spoke.
Right.
Well, by the time I was born, she spoke English. And so my husband teases me about my Swiss English, but I mostly speak English. That's what I learned. That's what was spoken in my house was English. And so a kid doesn't come out of a house speaking a different language than what they were taught, you know, verbally. But what about financially? And what about with their health? And what about their relationships? They were taught languages and all of those things that become their default. And sometimes we can judge other people. We can say, like, she grew up in an abusive house and now she marries an abusive guy. Why would she do that? Mm-hmm. It's her program. She didn't yeah. try to do it. She attracted that because that is her comfort level, even though it's completely uncomfortable.
Right.
So I say you can be mad at everybody around you for like the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because secret number three is that you can change your programming.
Yep.
I mean, it's the greatest discovery of the 21st century by far
yep.
that you can reprogram your brain like you can reprogram a computer. And so if you don't like something about your life, change it. It's
yeah.
that easy. You can change it. And that was so powerful for me to learn because I had tried to change it, but I was trying to consciously change it. And my subconscious kept taking over. You can change your subconscious program to be anything you want it to be. Like write out your list of goals for 2022 and programming them into your subconscious mind, you will get your goals. I promise you will get yeah. your goals.
Yeah. But you do have to do the work to reprogram.
You right? do have to do the work yeah. to reprogram.
Yeah.
And you also have to take action. You can't say my business is going right. to flourish and then watch Netflix all day.
Exactly.
You have to do something, right? But
yeah.
it'll be easier to do something because you're programmed for that instead of your subconscious being an anchor or pulling you the wrong direction. It'll push you toward your goal. And then you're going to start to attract people into your life. Like my calendar just fills up, right? Like how does that happen? Because I've programmed my mind for success and it like almost can't not come to me. It's trying so hard and I'm happy to let it in.
Yeah. And it allows your, when you let your brain know what it is that you want, you notice things, right? You also notice the things to take action on. I like to use the example of when we bought the car that we bought years ago, right? We got a Toyota Sequoia that was this taupe colored Toyota Sequoia. And prior to that day, I had never seen one of those cars before in that color, right? Never seen it. We're driving home and it's like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's one, right? Because now all of a sudden, this is something that's in the center of my life. You know, it's our mode of transportation and my brain sees it all over. And it's kind of a simplistic way of explaining it. But in actuality, that's what you're doing with your brain when you're saying, this is what I want. And that becomes the focus. Well, now your brain starts noticing those opportunities in a text or in a post or in an email or in a phone call.
That's absolutely true. I work with so many couples on their relationship and they don't understand, well, how could I just fix it? I want my husband to come here and work on himself or working on the relationship. And I say, you know what? When you change how you see it, it's going to change how you think and feel and act and respond. And when you respond different, guess who else is going to respond different? They will.
Yep.
Right. So instead of noticing all the negatives, you're going to program yourself to notice all the positives. And then you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. And guess what? They'll try to be more sweet when you keep telling them how sweet they are.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very much so. And, you know, it takes a lot of the helpless feeling out of life.
Right? Yeah. Because no more victim.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't like it, change it, you know.
Right. Yeah. It kind of puts a little pressure on you too. Like right. now, no more excuses. Like exactly. when my kids call me, I always say, you know, if they're complaining about something, I say, do you want me to listen or should we fix it?
Right.
And most often they say, let's fix it. And of course, I love that answer because like, why struggle? Let's fix the problem.
Yeah. And I do want to throw in here while it's top of mind, anyone who is watching and listening to this, this isn't medical advice, right? This is, we're not here diagnosing you. We're sharing what we do in our practices. And if you are feeling something negative, if you are on the ledge, then by all means, pick up the phone and call a professional. Don't just all of a sudden stop taking medication because you heard on the show that you could do that, right? Seek out either the advice of a professional that you trust or that you're connected with, or reach out, of course, to myself or to my guest. I just want to make that, you know, do that little disclaimer. That you want to explore this. This is powerful information, and the brain is powerful and the mind is powerful, but it can also be work against you if you're not doing it in the right way. So
yeah, good disclaimer. Love it.
Gotta throw that out there. So we've heard some of your stories. We've heard some of what you do, or how you know, some of the examples of what's going on and the secrets and whatnot, but what do you help people with when you're working with them, and kind of what does that look like? Take us through a little picture of what that process is like.
Yeah, I love it. So I typically work with entrepreneurial women. You mentioned I'm the managing director of eWomen Network San Diego. So I hang out with a lot of awesome entrepreneurial women. And these women are driven. They have goals and they want to accomplish things. And they're also pretty open to, you know, if there's something slowing me down, that's me. If there's something between my ears holding me back, I want to clear it up, right? So these are some of the favorite people that I work with. Not that I don't work with others, but I love entrepreneurial women. Middle age like me is fun because I can relate. You know, we've been through some things. We've raised our kids. We've been married for a long time or divorced a few times, right? Depending on the story.
We know what it's like to not have a cell phone. There was time when that existed.
Right. No internet. We remember those days. Yeah. So that's really fun. And then I just ask them, what's getting in their way? Is it their health and wellness? Is it their relationships? Is it their bank account? Like, those are really the three things that we focus on. Is there some type of physical or mental pain going on? Is there some relationship traumas or dramas in the past or in the present? Or maybe they're lonely and they're looking for a relationship. Or maybe they want that that new level in their business they're trying to reach. And they just feel like, oh, I'm stuck at this spot. And if I could just break through, what is it? What's holding me back? So unhappy, unfulfilled, stressed out, in pain, stuck. Those are usually words that my people say to me, my clients say to me. And a lot of times they have a lot of great things going on in their life too, but there's we try to be balanced in all areas. You know, we want high scores in all areas of our life, not, you know, we're home run in this area and a strikeout in this area.
Right.
We want to create this balanced life. So we figure out what they want, like we talked about in the beginning. What do you want? And then we use muscle testing. So a muscle test is a way that your system can communicate with you. Now, I grew up with a dad who was a chiropractor. So I grew up with muscle testing. So muscle testing to me was totally normal, but I didn't know how to do it in the way I use it now. What I would see, or I should say, I didn't know how to do it at all, but how I saw it done was my dad would run two fingers down someone's spine. He'd have them hold out their other arm and he would try to press it down while he was running his fingers down their spine. Mm-hmm. Where there was a subluxation, a disc out of alignment, they couldn't hold up their arm. It was like their body was telling him, that's the spot. Mm-hmm. So he would adjust it and then he would touch it again. And all of a sudden they could hold up their arm.
Right.
So pretty soon he didn't even use his x-ray machine anymore because their body would just tell him with the muscle test where he needed to adjust in their neck or spine, et cetera.
Right.
he also used it for if they said, you know, I have some digestive problems. Do you have any herbs for stomach or digestion? And he'd say, sure, I have these three. Hold this one. And somehow their body, by holding it, could energetically know if it was the right herb for them or not. So if they held it and they couldn't keep their arm up when he pressed down on it, not that one. He'd hand them a different one. If their arm would stay up, ooh, that one will work for you. How many do you want? And they're like, I don't know. Their body would say, do you want one? Their arm would go down. No. Do you want two? Yeah. Okay. Take two a day. So it's this biofeedback system. So when I went to this medical doctor who knew muscle testing to figure out what was going on with my back, that's what he did with me. But here's what he asked me, you know, is this structural pain? And I'm thinking, well, of course, it's my back.
Yeah, I'm in my back.
Yeah, my arm went down. That means no, it's not. And I was like, well, how could that be? Look at my medical file. Look at my scars. You know, like, it is my back. And he's like, well, it could be something else. And, you know, is it nutritional? Now, here's a funny thing. I told you I like to accomplish things. I wrote about a book about nutrition while I was stuck in bed. I had just published the book. And so while he's muscle testing me, I'm thinking, I hope it's not nutrition because I just wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
I'll have to pull it off the shelves. It was not about nutrition. So why does your back hurt? He's like, maybe it's your energy system. Maybe your circuits are all messed up, you know, like how a acupuncturist can make sure your energy is flowing. Check that. Wasn't that? He said, maybe it's some emotional pain. And I thought, it's not that. He tries to press on my arm. He can't budge my arm. It's like a steel pole. And he says, oh, so all this pain is emotional pain. And I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah. And he
says, well, tell me about your childhood. And I said, don't talk about my childhood. Never. I don't talk about it. And he's like, interesting. Tell me about your marriage. I said, I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
He said, I thought you didn't have emotional pain. And I recited to him one of my positive affirmations. I am happy. I am healthy. I am terrific.
Yeah.
I can't sit, can't drive, can't function, burning back.
Right.
And he said, you know, if you're not willing to deal with some of this stuff that's causing tension in your body, tension is causing pain.
Right.
I can help you. And I said, okay, fine. I'll tell you. Give me some Kleenex.
But don't share it with anybody else.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a thing. That was, we figured out something and I went out to lunch with my best friend and I wanted to tell her what we figured out. And I was trying to get up the courage to tell her. And I said, there's something we figured out. And she's like, well, what? And I couldn't say it. And she was like, what? And I'm like, I just couldn't get it out of my mouth. And she's like, will you just say it? I mean, this went on for like 15 minutes. And finally, she's like, were you abducted by aliens? And I was like, no.
She goes so far out that anything you would say would be okay.
I told her, I have low self-esteem. She's like, so does everybody. She's like, I can't believe that was so hard for you to say, but I had been putting on this show for my whole life, right? I'm happy and healthy and terrific. Nobody can know anything different than that. Oh my gosh. I had a lot of stuff to let out.
Yeah. So interesting. So interesting. Well, we could just keep going on and on and on and on and get into the nitty gritties of all the firings of the neurons and the chemistry that gets created and how that affects your body. But we might have to save that for another show. But I do know that you, if somebody would like to get in touch with you, if someone would like to have something, or you have a wonderful little something, something that you can share with the audience.
I do. Absolutely. So the easiest way to find me is just to go to my website, balanceyou.org. You can get a lot of, I have free gifts there, free downloads, free videos, free books, all sorts of freebies. But the freebie I want to give you today is even way better than all of that, which is that you can download a video of me showing you how to change your own brain. So this is changing the subconscious program. So all you do is you write a goal and then you do the video with me and then you take action and there you go. Your goal is achieved or your problem is solved. And you can do it over and over and over and over again, as many times as you want, as many goals as you have, as many problems as you want to solve. So if you just go to that same website, balanceyou.org, and then do a /Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, you can get that video download and enjoy changing your brain, because you can have anything you want in this life if you believe you can, just like Henry Ford says, if you think you can, you can. But that's at a subconscious level, not a conscious level. So grab that free download and change your brain, change your life starting right now.
Yep. Awesome. Tap into the power of, I tell people, your brain is the most valuable asset you have. It far exceeds anything and every, your stock portfolio, your bank account, your real estate holdings, all of that just pales by comparison to what is housed in your head. So wonderful. This has been such a wonderful conversation, Jenny. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I look forward to visiting the eWomen Network chapter there in San Diego again in the future. And you know what? We'll put a link to that too. We'll put a link in there for the San Diego chapter of eWomen Network. So anyone in the area who would like more information about that, or I have been a member for 14 plus years, so you can always reach out to me. Totally unrelated to the brain, but it's a wonderful, if you're a female entrepreneur, it is a wonderful wonderful thing to tap into. And there's a ticker running along the bottom of the screen with all of the ways to stay connected with Jenny. And don't worry about frantically writing it down. It's also in the show notes. So you can go into the description of either the podcast or the video program on YouTube that you can take a look at. And thank you. Thank you very much, Jenny, for being on the show today.
Thanks, Julie. It's a pleasure being here.
Absolutely. I love it. All right. For any of you who want to stay connected with me, obviously you can go to brainladyspeaks.com, and that is the show itself. You can follow our YouTube channel. You can give a share. If this was valuable information and you think people need to hear it, then share it out, right? Share it out. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Twitter and Brain Lady, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm Brain Lady Julie. I'm Purple Brain Lady, because Brain Lady Julie wasn't available with Facebook. So we're just all over the place. If you want to be able to tap into your natural brain strengths and your natural brain gifts, please go to brainpersonalityassessment.com and take the most amazing personality assessment you can take. And then stay in contact with us. You have any questions? You can shoot us an email at info@yourbestmindllc. And or chat with brainlady.com. All right. Again, thank you, everyone. I want everybody to just kind of roll their shoulders back a little bit, take a nice deep breath, and simply enjoy every moment.